Welcome to Unearthed with Christine Babu. Have you ever wondered how much talent rests 6 feet under? Well, I did wonder, my friends, and it turns out there's just way too much talent. So many of us leave this world never having scratched even the surface of our greatness. Well, we're here to solve this problem. So get ready, my friend. We're about to unearth something beautiful in you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Now let's get started. Well, hello there, my friend. It's your girl, Christine. I'm back again with yet another podcast. And I hope so far you've been enjoying your manifestation journey. The last time we were together, we spoke about manifesting our desires and how important it is to journal and put it all down in a piece of paper so that we can actually look back and see how far we've gotten when we manifest things. We essentially call them into existence. So manifestation is something I'm really, really cherishing this year. And just in the same line of topic, we're going to go further and dig deeper into manifestation. And today we're going to be talking about what you tolerate becomes who you become. I know, we are all guilty of this. I mean, how many times have we settled for something less than what we had in mind for ourselves, what we desire for ourselves? And how many times do we find ourselves settling for the perceptions or the ideas that people have about us, you know? Perhaps people haven't seen you as an aggressor in terms of achieving your career goals, or someone just doesn't see you in a leadership point of view, and yet you aspire to be a leader, and you find yourself succumbing to what and how others perceive you. So we want to dive deeper and actually really find practical ways by which we can actually manifest and actually set boundaries and actually maintain those boundaries and then realize our manifestation. Because lately, my friends, I have been thinking about the standards and the boundaries that I have set for myself in my career or even in my personal life. And I am guilty of this as much as we all are, of settling somewhere where we know we do not belong. Yeah, of just even settling for the ideas or the perceptions that people have of us. Perhaps you're manifesting a new car. Yeah, just let's take, for example, you have journaled your manifestation. Yeah, and it is of a brand new Mercedes-Benz, and you want a 2022 G-Wagon, brand new, never been driven by anyone else other than yourself. And then, for example, you go shopping for one, and the dealership presents you with options, as they always do. And so there's the option to buy a used G-Wagon, used 2021 G-Wagon in great condition, or there's this option to buy your dream car, the one that you have actually been manifesting. And how many times are we in that scenario and find ourselves actually negotiating ourselves out of what we are manifesting? Meaning we find ourselves trying to settle for less. So you want a brand new G-Wagon, you have manifested that, you have journaled it, and you've desired it. But you, for some reason, you go to the dealership and you settle for a used G-Wagon. My goodness. And then we drive off the dealership thinking that we just like manifested and it became true. Well, in fact, we settled for what we didn't even want or even what we never manifested. We settled for a closer version of the true car that we truly wanted. And I have found myself in this situation many times where I am manifesting a car, and then I find myself negotiating for a lesser valued car. I'll give you an example. This happened to me. I really, 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 for the longest time, I have wanted to buy my own Tesla, brand new, never been used by nobody, Tesla. So it's been a couple of years in the making. Every year, I look at myself, I look at my budget, I look at the Tesla website, and I look at the prices of the Tesla car. I have manifested it. It's manifested. It's in my desire. I want it. And after trying this many times, this is not something that just comes easy, yeah? I have failed at this previous times. So this time with the Tesla, I was very convinced that this is the car I wanted and I didn't want to settle. But I found myself negotiating for an Audi because I said to myself, if I cannot buy the Tesla, I want to get an Audi. An Audi is a car that I've also desired. I love Audis. No hate to anyone who drives an Audi. I love Audis. But if you really ask me what my heart really loves and what my heart wanted, it's the Tesla. There was no doubt about that. But year after year, I found myself looking at the Tesla and then looking at the Audi, and even dealerships would give me, hey, come get your Audi kind of thing. You know, I was approved for Audis, but I couldn't bring myself to buy an Audi. And I found myself just pushing it and pushing it. And I am so glad that I learned from my previous mistakes, because guess what? In 2021, I was able to get my brand new Tesla, never been driven by anyone. And it was the easiest, when I tell you the easiest process, the easiest car purchasing process I have ever been through. It was aligned for me. I had manifested it and everything worked out effortlessly. And can I tell you this? Kudos to Tesla. No ad here, but just kudos to the Tesla team, because this was the easiest car purchase. I barely talked to a human being. I think the most I ever talked to a human being during the whole purchase of the Tesla was less than 5 minutes. It was automatically done online. I built my Tesla and then I waited for it to arrive. And actually, Tesla was slated to deliver my car in September, but they actually delivered it weeks ahead. And guess what? Another thing I had manifested, I don't want to forget this. I'm getting so excited, guys, because it's so good to see your manifestation come to real life when we are patient and we know what we want and we are not going to be deterred by anyone else or anyone else's opinion. We enjoy, we finally get to see the fruits of what we've been manifesting, and it's a great thing. And it just, I'm just filled with joy whenever I tell this story. So another manifestation of mine, when I bought the Tesla, I bought it in May of 2021. That's when I put my order in. I had manifested that I am going to get this car by my birthday, August 3rd. I really wanted it. I really wanted it in my possession by August 3rd. So when I ordered the Tesla, it was slated to arrive in September. But guess what? Tesla delivered it, I truly believe, in June. Right before July, Tesla delivered the car weeks and weeks ahead of the original slated delivery date. And in addition to that, ahead of my birthday. And because I truly manifested it, I truly believe God gave me exactly what I had manifested. So I was able to build my car and get it to be delivered in exact form that I wanted. I wanted a black Tesla, black inside. I wanted autopilot. I wanted the great features of Tesla. I just wanted it all. And I got it all. But it was a few years in the making. I want to say 3 years in the making. And 3 years of negotiating with myself, trying to, for me, trying to negotiate away from the Tesla, which is the car that I really had manifested and wanted. But I came so close to getting an Audi. I cannot even tell you how close I got. Like so close, so close. I was approved for the car several times. And needless to say, it would have been like the easiest thing for me to get. But then again, if I think about it, it wouldn't have been as easy as getting the Tesla because the Tesla was delivered to my garage. The Tesla came effortless. Everything was aligned for me to get my car. But this is what I want to tell you. I am only able to talk about this because I manifested it. I was persistent. I had patience and determination. And no matter what other people said about the Tesla or about the Audi, I knew that I wanted a Tesla and I got it. Okay, I am manifesting something else right now that is in the process. And I found myself, again, we are all human beings. We're going to negotiate something less than what we desire for ourselves over and over. I don't even know why. It becomes something that is automatically ingrained in us that we have to be so purposeful. And that's why it's good to journal and go back to your journal and look at it and journal on a daily basis so that you have this reminder of where you want to be. Because journaling has really helped me. Throughout the years, I've not been as consistent, but I have manifested. One thing I have always learned is how to manifest in writing and seeing the writing coming to life. So this year, my manifestation is a house. I'm in the process of buying a house, and I had manifested that I want a house. And here is the thing. I wanted the house before I knew I could be approved for it. So a couple of years ago, I went through a foreclosure. It was one of the most painful processes and times of my life. And I learned a great deal, but it also traumatized me from ever wanting to own my own property again because of fear of losing it, you know? But I've always had a desire to not just own one property, but to own a portfolio of real estate. I want real estate in, if I could get it, in all continents of this world, you know? So after going through the foreclosure, I kind of like backed away. And I kind of was hesitant, but I had to talk myself back into it because I knew without a shadow of doubt that renting is not an option for me for the rest of my life, that not owning property is not an option. Like, I don't care who tells me what, I must own my own properties, not just one, several. I have manifested it in writing, and now I'm starting to watch it come to life. So I have manifested my home, and I am not buying these homes for myself at this moment. I have manifested that I'm very intentional. I want to leave wealth and inheritance for my children. So I am setting the pace right now. And as I purchase these homes, this very first home is not mine, actually. It's actually for one of my daughters. And then I'm set to purchase another second home, which will be purchased for the other daughter. And then eventually I will purchase my third home, which will be my dream home, which will be designed by me, by my architectural team. And we will just design my dream home. And once I achieve all three, I also want to break into commercial real estate, and I want to do lots and lots of work in the real estate industry. So I have an agenda. I have set my intentions in writing, and now I'm starting to work on them. So as I'm purchasing this property, I found myself negotiating for less than. I am very particular in what I want and where I want it. For these particular properties, because they are, for me, investments, I want them in an affluent neighborhood and a place where I feel comfortable to stay in, my daughters to stay in, and eventually to kind of like invest in if we decide to invest them out as rentals or Airbnb or whatever the case is. We have a vision for this. So I don't want any rundown neighborhood, because even if I was to resell that, that it's driven by the appraised values of the homes around where I purchase. So I'm very, very intentional about this. And but as much as I am intentional, as we started the home purchase process, I have looked at so many homes, and I have been all over Orange County looking at homes, and in neighborhoods, some of which I would never give a second chance. And I don't even know why I found myself like looking in those neighborhoods, negotiating my mental state and negotiating with myself and saying that, Christy, it's okay, you can buy this. What really, really hit it home for me is last weekend, we spent the whole Saturday looking at homes. And honestly, one after the other, there was like one home after another home that just did not cut it. But at that point, I realized that I don't want to carry this home in any list of possibilities. Because before then, I had been negotiating and even said putting offers in homes that were not my first options, not my second option, or not even my third option. And I had settled for things that I normally would not settle for. And then I realized, wait a minute, Christine, you've set your intentions for the home you want to purchase. You know how it looks like, you know what you've desired for yourself. It's not unrealistic, it's actually realistic. So why is it that you want to settle? So I was in this particular home. It was dark, it was not well kept, and normally I have a list of possible homes, a list of for sure homes, and a list of no homes. Like a no, it's a no, I'm not taking you anywhere, I'm not even going to look at you twice, I'm not going to give you another second opinion, or another opportunity for a second opinion, nothing like that. So I have those three categories. So I have been like finding myself putting homes that are supposed to be on the no category in the possibility category. While they did not make it in the yes category, I put them in the possibility category. And that has meant that when the homes in the yes category don't work out, I am bumping those homes in the possibility category to the yes category and actually presenting offers on them. So I said to myself last week, I'm not doing that. There were two homes that I saw that absolutely should be in the no category, and they indeed stayed in the no category. But that is because I finally realized that, Christine, why are you negotiating your home? I went back to the purchase of the Tesla. It took me 3 years or so to finally get my Tesla because I stopped negotiating with myself and settling for something less than I had desired. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to treat this purchase as I did the Tesla. So lucky for me, where I am renting right now, my landlord is willing to go on a month-to-month. That removes any pressure of falling in love with a property that you're really not in love with. You know what I mean? Like how we fall in love with a man we are not really in love with, but we convince ourselves that he has something to offer, and therefore we find ourselves just like negotiating and accepting him, and before you know it, you're married to him. That brings fear to my heart. I don't want that. No, thank you. So I am taking my time purchasing this home. Because one of the reasons why we settle is because we find ourselves out of time or rushed or impatient with the process that it takes to actually manifest things into reality. So I want to encourage all of us to put patience in the forefront of your manifestation. Because if you are not patient, you will end up settling for things that you have no business settling for because you were not patient with the process. And that means you will never, ever experience the true desires of your heart because you gave in to the process. So manifestation is not something that you manifest and tomorrow it happens. There is a process, and many times the process is growth too. It may be that you needed to grow to be able to enjoy or really benefit or really reap what you're manifesting. For me, in buying my Tesla, part of the reason why I truly believe it didn't happen at the right time is because I needed to get my finances in order. I paid off all my debt last year, and it's one of the best things I have accomplished in a long time. I set that intention that this year I'm gonna pay off my debt. And I did just that. It was painful. It was a lot of sacrifice. But I knew that I wanted to set the stage for something much greater than what I had at that very moment. And living in debt is not a funny thing. And I know debt is not something that we can avoid, because I am now back in debt with my Tesla, but that is the only car that I have a debt on. And then I'd rather have a debt on the Tesla than have all these unnecessary debts that I have no business having a debt for. So I have a debt on Tesla, but I put a great, because my finances were in order, I have been saving, I've been financially conscious, making the right investments, making the right moves, reading the right books, getting educated, I was able to put a really good down payment for my Tesla and still be able to pay off all my other debt. And now I have cleaned the slate in such a way that I am also able to invest in property. So all those were so strategic, manifested, written down, and now they actually came to pass. The manifestation on paying off the debt has been in my list for quite some time. And when I finally decided to take it seriously, I moved in that direction and I was able to pay off the debt, and that manifestation became reality. And that opened up the door to then easily and effortlessly purchasing my Tesla, and has also opened the door to me being able to purchase my home. And I know I'll be in debt for that home, but I am creating room for even more investments, even more ways of making money. And there are some things that have to happen before our manifestations come to pass. We cannot expect a certain area of our life to be out of order, and that is the very area that we are expecting manifestation on. Yeah? So you're manifesting for a husband, and yet you have trauma, and yet you have been hurt. In other relationships, you have never had the opportunity to truly heal from all the hurt that has taken place in previous relationship. And yet you're manifesting a husband, which is great. But as you manifest for the husband, realize that you have to do some healing. You have to do some self-reflection. You have to get ready for that husband. Because what often happens is when we are not ready for a blessing, when it actually arrives, we may not even recognize that the blessing has arrived. Or if we do recognize the blessing has arrived, we will not treat it the way it's supposed to be treated. So if I have learned this the hard way, do not go into any relationship when you're hurt and not healed. Yeah? The only person you will serve to hurt is the person that you are in relationship with. And along the way, you will hurt yourself. So let's manifest for a husband. Let's manifest for a wife. Let's manifest for whatever relationship we are looking for. But let's also do some self-reflection. What are the areas in our lives that we can improve upon as we wait for this manifestation to come to pass? What is out of order that needs to be back in alignment? Do we need to go see a therapist? Do we need to read some books? Do we need to find healing through friendship before we can even evolve into a deeper level of romantic relationship? Those are the kinds of questions we need to ask ourselves, because we also need to go into these relationships knowing that someone else's happiness and joy is also tied to yours. And so whatever it is that we can do to live in the best freest self of your manifested dream, let's go ahead and do so. So I don't want to preach about, yes, let's manifest, 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 when things are out of order in our life, because that will not produce the kind of fruit that we are looking for. And if you're manifesting a business or you're manifesting wealth, maybe you want to grow your wealth, when you want to grow your financial portfolio and you want to just really make it big financially. And yet you are irresponsible with your bills. You never pay those bills on time and you are just out of alignment financially. Do not go into your manifestation expecting that you will somehow break into it without having to resolve this financial mishap. So this is what I had to do with the Tesla. There are some areas that I had financially neglected that I needed to actually pay attention to so that those areas can be in alignment, resolved, and usher me into what I'm actually manifesting. So it's so important that we are intentional, but at the same time, very aware that certain steps have to take place before we actually truly enjoy what we are manifesting. Yeah. If you're manifesting, if you're in high school and you're manifesting, you want to go to like Harvard. Yeah. And you have your grades are not Harvard grades. Don't just expect a miracle to happen. We have to work towards that. So if you want a business, you have to, and you're so lazy, you can never get up on time and you're just inconsistent. You're never there. You're impatient. Starting a business is a lot of work that requires a lot of patience. So some of these manifestations that we make, we have to be very, very aware of the work that it will take to get there. Yeah. So manifesting is great and it's very easy for anyone to manifest, but it's so much harder to do the work, so much harder to be patient. But realize this, my friend, once we work towards our goals and once we draw ourselves into an area of patience, we will realize our goals and even we will far exceed what it is that we are hoping to exceed. Like, wouldn't it be good for you to manifest a G-Wagon and actually be able to not just buy one G-Wagon, to buy two G-Wagons and three G-Wagons? I mean, let's just not limit it to just what we are seeing right now. The work we are doing will multiply our blessings, will multiply our manifestations. So let's be intentional and let's be patient and let's do some self-reflection so that we are in alignment. It's so important. I'm going to repeat that so many times. Alignment, alignment, alignment. Very important that we are in alignment to what we are trying to manifest. Yeah. So if, for example, you're renting and you're manifesting a home, but then the place where you're renting, you just don't care for that place. You've not treated it well. It's a hot mess. It's never well kept. And yet you're manifesting your own home. That isn't out of order, my friend. I need you to start where you are. Realize that where you are is the beginning of your manifestation journey. So that place, that home that is not well taken care of should be your priority right now. You should start taking good care of that home as if it were your very home, because that's part of the manifestation journey, is we are calling it into existence. And in places such as homes where you can actually feel and create and build and give energy to what you are manifesting, it starts right there. We're going to start by really creating an environment that would be a similar environment to what we are manifesting. Okay, my friends, that has been a lot. I find myself feeling so inspired, feeling so ready, feeling so motivated to go out there and continue to work towards my goal. But at the same time, I am so looking forward to hearing from you and how your manifestation journey is going. What are the wins that you are experiencing? I want to hear all that from you. And before I leave today's podcast, I would like to give a big shout out to my Ukrainians at this time. I know you're going through such a difficult time, and I am so, so sorry that this is happening to you. I want you to let you know that we as the world, we as humanity, we are standing with you. We see you, and we cannot wait for you to come out at the other end of this. We love you so much. Bye. And if this is your first time here, I'd love to say welcome to our community. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I'd love to hear from you. So if you could head over to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Unearthed with Christine Babu, leave me a message over there. Let me know what you thought about today's show. And when you're done with that, would you head over to Spotify and Apple Podcast and subscribe to the show, as well as leave your review. Your reviews are so important to me because it helps us mold and shape this community such that everyone that comes into this community is able to unearth the greatness that is in them. And when you're done with that, would you do me one last favor? Would you send the link of this show to your friends via text message, via WhatsApp, share it on your social media pages so that we can reach more people and help them transform their lives? Remember, my friend, you matter. I don't care what anyone else has ever told you. You matter. There's so much greatness in you. Now I want you to go out there in the world and let that shine. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, have yourself a lovely day.